The Superior Police Department is going to ask neighbors what their top crime concerns are. Superior got a $262,000 three-year community policing grant from the Department of Justice. Assistant Police Chief Chuck Legesse says it'll pay for a new police officer and requires them to hold community meetings.
How could we be responsive to them unless we stop and listen to say, what is your issue? What can we help you with? Whether that's speeders on their street or drug trafficking going on, or a series of garage burglaries, whatever it is that has them concerned, we need to hear that and adjust our efforts to meet that need.
The COPS program has been around since 1994, putting more law enforcement people on the streets. But last year, it shifted direction with money coming from the American Recovery and Restoration Act. U.S. Justice Department spokesman Gil Moore says the grants encourage a different kind of response to crime.
Community policing takes it in a different direction. They really challenge law enforcement agencies to look at the areas where a community is vulnerable, to understand the crime patterns that exist, and then to focus on addressing the root causes of the crime to the extent that they can.
Sheboygan got the largest grant, adding three officers, with Green Bay, Adams, Superior, and Gillette each getting three-year grants to add one officer to their forces. They all must retain that officer for a fourth year, paying for it with local money. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.